Dean Lester joins us to preview tonight's Pakenham program. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Nards.
Look, a bit light early on in the meeting, but there are eight races. How did you find it?
Yeah, look, I don't know if there's a lot of value in the meeting, but hopefully the ones that we do find, hopefully they hit the mark because, as I said, I don't think there's a lot of long price runners well fancied tonight.
Okay, well, let's have a look at race number one. He can take out runners one and six. We've got number two, John Monash, at 3.10. Three, Like You Look at $5. Bo Kane at $2 favourite and Cool Dude is at six, only the field of four.
Yeah, and a very modest race, just a bit of an overload of these distance maidens of late. I thought Bo Kane ran pretty well last start. The effort to run third, it was only third run back from a spell, and that was at Cranbourne behind Credence. And I think that form stacks up pretty well. And I think Bo Kane's a good winning chance here over three, Like You Look, who ran quite well at Sale, was beaten a fair margin, but ran okay. Cool Dude also comes through that race, number five. And the fourth is John Monash, who ran in the chase last week at Warrnambool. So it'd be hard fit for this, but I've got a leaning to Bo Kane, but probably a race I'm not that keen to get involved in. 4.352.
4.352 in race one. We look at race two, maiden over 1200. Now, the ones in commission here, we've got number six, Barella, who's quite short at 225. Mr. Storm, 550. First starter, South Bend at 440. And St. Verdoux is at $5.50.
Quite an interesting race. I thought the first starter here, number nine, South Bender, might be right in play. Looked pretty good in a recent jump out at Flemington. Mark Zara trialled the horse on that occasion, and he takes the ride here. And I'm going to go number nine's way on debut to beat seven, Mr. Storm, another very interesting runner, safely held at the Gold Coast on debut, but did make up ground, has had a little break, resumes here with Damien Oliver to ride. I think it's a big watch. Six, Barella, hasn't raced since he ran third to the subsequent Caulfield Guineas winner, Mighty Boss, at Sale. I think his most recent trial was okay without raving. I thought he could have gone to the line a little bit better. And one, Fearless Angus, who's going to be one of the outsiders of the field, but showed a little bit last time in, and even though he was out the back in a recent trial, I thought he went okay, might be a roughie for your first fours, but thought nine and seven were the key runners, 9.761.
Nine from 7.61, race two. Third race is a three-year-old filly's maiden, and this is over 1,200. You can take out runners one, seven, and also the nine. We've got number two, Caspiera at four. Then you're down to Memphis Squaw at four. Second Marriage at 2.90, and longer odds for the others.
Yeah, two main chances again here, Nards. I'm going with Second Marriage, number eight, who thought ran well at Pakenham in a very much a roughhouse race, where it and another got in a bumping duel for about 200 metres and were detrimental to both their chances. And I thought Second Marriage got going well again late. The 1200's going to suit a little bit better and showed promise last time in. To beat two, Caspiera. Nothing wrong with the recent jump out at Flemington. Looked good. A typical Waterhouse bot horse will show speed and I think will run well. Memphis Score was quite good at Sale last start on the backup here. On the six-day backup will be competitive. And Lisa, number five, was an even run on debut behind Lucky Reward Fitter for that run and might be competitive here. But I think eight and two stand out a little bit here. Eight, two, six and five.
So eight from 2.65. We've got a race four, maiden over 1600. You can take out 6, 14, 15 and the 16. Number one, Full of Theories at five. $8 for Enunciate. McClary at 8.50, Miss United States at 4, 3.80 for Joie de Dream. Then you've got Think Diamonds, who's a $5 chance.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Joie de Dream, who's had the six goes, been the money five times. Had every chance last start, but ran well. Wide draw, but rolls forward here, and I've got a slight leaning to her, but quite a competitive maiden. From 12, Think Diamonds, who did enough first up, will be fitter. She showed last time in that second to Pino at Flemington in the Oaks trial that she's got a little bit of talent, and out to the longer trip here on the bigger tracks going to suit. I thought a good roughie here, number nine, Baby Cakes. I thought she made nice improvement at her second run after getting a long way back here on debut. She can get into the placings at a price. And eight, Miss United States. Little query, she hasn't raced for 5 weeks, but her run last start behind Alpha at this track and distance was really solid. But, yeah, quite a competitive maiden. It's 10, 12, 9 and 8.
10 from 12, 9, 8 in race 4. Race 5, first leg of the quaddie. Take out number 5. We've got one, He's a Magic Man at 9. 4.20 for Reg Gateau. $2 for Kentucky Flyer And then you're down to Yasi Sun, who's at $6.50, and Mystico at $6.50.
Yeah, I thought that number three, Red Gateau, might be the key runner here. His first up record's just fair, but raced well last time in, only had the two runs, and they're both close up, one at Cranbourne, one at Sandown, and then had a break again. And just think he's very well placed here, number three, Red Gateau, first up, to beat six Kentucky Flyer, who keeps running well, but he just he's over a year between wins, and he just keeps running well without winning. He's there with a good chance again. Maybe the 3 kilo weight relief and on the quick back up will help Damien Lane to ride. Yasi Sun was a better effort at Stony Creek on Stony Creek Cup Day. If he runs to that sort of performance, he's a chance. He's a winner here at Pakenham, and he's a magic man. Recent runs don't look that flash, but you could make legitimate excuses for at least his last two runs, and I think this is an easier race. He could certainly improve. 3, 6, 7, and 1.
3, 6, 7, 1. We go to race 6, take out runners 2 and 9. We've got number 3, Laughing Air, at 7. 4.40, Fast Tycoon. Kilmacurra is at 2.50 fave, 5.50 Kevin's time. Makatiti is at $4.80.
Thought there were three really strong chances here, Nards, and two of them are scratched, so it really looked well placed for number 5, Kilmacurra. He badly needs a win, but in saying that, he has raced in some pretty good races through his short career, and he's been very patiently handled by the team Hawks Yard. He's trialled up, I think, pretty nicely, and he's a really strong chance of winning here. He's won at the track and distance first up in the past, so I'm with number 5, Kilmacurra, to beat 7, Makatiti, who's probably a bit of a frustrating horse because he's got talent, tends to do a lot wrong in his races, but he's there with a chance off the inside draw. 4, Fast Tycoon was quite sound in winning last start, got an easy run in front and won accordingly. And 6, Kevin's time, fitter for one run. Might need one more and a bit longer, but can get into the placings. But it's time for Kilmacurra to stand up and win a race. 5, 7, 4 and 6.
5, 7, 4, 6. Race 7, you can take out 1 and 9. We've got number 2, Johnny Vinco, 2.80. 5 for Hands In. Down to Here Comes My Baby at $4.40, $4 Brugolino. Down to Aunus, who's at $9.
Yeah, quite a good race. I like the way that number 5, Here Comes My Baby, shaping up. Both runs have been pretty good today. The win at Bendigo was good over Viking Raid, and the form around Viking Raid is strong. Then ran well last start, went third to Inwood, and now steps up in trip and gets Damien Oliver. To beat 2, Johnny Vinco, it took a fair bit of riding, but got the job done at Wangaratta and out to the longer trip suits. He's quite a progressive horse. Hands In's the other one in that category. Was on pace runner, but did a good job to win last start, beating a promising enough type in Connery. They're the 3 for me for the quaddie, ahead of 7, El Nasu. In a race that didn't look a lot of speed last start, this horse went to the front and overdid it badly. Went way too fast and had to stop late. I think with just a more even ride could certainly improve. 5, 2, 3 and 7.
5 from 2, 3, 7. Then to the last race, 8 over 1,200 for fillies and mares. Take out 5, 11 and 13. We've got number 4, Misty Girl, 3.40, 9.50 Extreme Bliss. Glaver is at $7.50, $6 in shoeing, no reward at $4.60, and $4.80 for Miss Belisa.
Yeah, I like Misty Girl here on the backup from last Friday at Sale. Hit the line hard, really good performance. The extra distance will suit, and I think she's quite a promising horse. I think she's well placed here to win the last, to beat 8 ensuing, who did the job quite nicely in lesser grade last start. 2, Gao Tangel. She's having good preparation. The run last start was quite sound because she was wide for most of the trip. She can be competitive with a senior rider on. And 9, No Reward, gets the claim here for Jess Eaton. Wasn't too bad last start. But 4 and 8 ahead of 2 and 9.
4, 8, 2 and 9 in the last. What's your best roughy quaddy in your play of the day?
I'm going to wait till the last. I like race 8, number 4, Misty Girl. Best long shot, wasn't my top selection, but I thought race 4, number 9, Baby Cakes, was big odds, and certainly a little each way play there. Race 4, number 9, quaddy, first leg 1.367, second leg 4.57, third leg 2.35, and the last leg 4 and 8. And the play of the day, just a box trifecta in race 4, because I do like 1 at odds there and Baby Cakes for the multiples, and I would box up numbers 4, 8, 9, 10 and 12.
Okay, Dan, good luck. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks.